tasty pineapple is one of Hawaii's treasures. Aloha, I'm KT from Hawaii, and I'm here to talk to you about pineapples. Pineapple is a tropical or near tropical plant. Pineapple is grown by planting the crown or a slip. Besides being delicious, one cup of pineapple contains about 2 grams of dietary fiber, 24 milligrams of vitamin C, and about 10% of the typical daily intake of thiamine and copper. And eating a pineapple will transport your taste buds to our Hawaiian islands. Now let's take a closer look at where pineapples are grown. We're here in Central Oahu, where some of the pineapple is grown. Pineapple is also grown on the islands of Maui and Kauai. The best time to harvest is when it's a little bit yellow and a little bit green. And this is how they harvest pineapple on a commercial scale. I bet you didn't know that pineapples were bromeliads, like this one. And pineapples come in all different shapes and sizes. Let's go take a look at a few. Pineapples even come in these small ornamental types. Now, let me go get cleaned up, and we'll take these pineapples into the kitchen and see how we can easily prepare a tasty treat.
Hey, KT.
Hi, Chef Roy.
You're back again. What do you have here today?
Today we have some Hawaii pineapple.
Okay, what can I do with this? What do you think I can do with this, KT?
I don't know.
Okay, you know what? How about some island-style fried rice? How's that? Pineapple fried rice.
Sounds delicious.
Okay, and the first thing I want to do, of course, you want to make sure is you wash your fruit, you wash your hands, and after that, what you want to do is just cut this top off. Okay, I'm going to put this to the side. You don't have to be worried about all those prickly things. That's harmless. Cut the bottom. Okay, these Hawaiian pineapples are so nice and, ooh, look at this. Smell that?
How's that smell? Smells good.
Yeah, it's refreshing, you know, it's sweet, but yet it has just the right amount of sugar. You know, what you want to do is, you can just kind of cut the outside of the pineapple, taking the rind out. But if you think it's a little bit too bulky, KT, what you can probably do is just cut this in half first.
Okay.
If you cut it in half, you have less of a distance, and of course, you have less chance of cutting yourself. So just cut it in half, okay, and go around the edges. And how's that look? Okay, I'm going to take some of that out. You don't have to really worry about too much. You know, as long as you have some of this prickly stuff off, you don't have to worry about melting, balling these little things in the middle or not. And you can cut right in half, okay? You got the core right there. So I'm going to make these nice wedges of these pineapples. Okay, how's that look? I'm going to just cut this here just like this again, okay? And for the fried rice, I mean, this looks kind of nice. But, you know, for fried rice, maybe I want a little bit smaller. So just cutting this in half, just like this, you can do it just like that. Or, again, you can take the core out in the middle, okay? Cut this in half again so you have a nice, smaller pineapple chunks, okay? Easy as that. It takes only a couple of minutes. You don't have to be worried about this pineapple looking big or, you know, I mean, it's just kind of like you just go with it. Just do what I did. Cut it in half. Just don't be afraid of it. Just cut it. Okay, so I have enough pineapples cut for the fried rice, so next thing I want to do is go to the stove. Okay, KT, I'm going to make this island-style fried rice. So first thing I'm going to do is put the bacon in there. I have some bacon and garlic. And for those of you who do not like bacon, you don't have to put bacon in. Just make sure you have a lot of oil in your saute pan. So what I'm doing is using the oil from the bacon to kind of get this pan a little moist, okay? And to this, I'm going to add some onions, and I have some carrots, celery, and I have a red bell pepper and green yellow bell pepper, green bell pepper. So I'm going to put that in there. Okay, I'm going to put that amount in there. I'm just going to cook this for about 30 seconds. And KT, as you know, I have a nice piece of chicken breast that I'm going to serve with this. You know, I mean, there's nothing like having a nice pineapple fried rice with some nice roasted chicken or even a pan fried chicken. So I got that ready for you.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna turn that around. Okay, it's coming up. It's looking good. It's, you know, the onions are getting nice and cooked. And to this, I have, you know, of course, nothing better than a fresh Hawaiian pineapple right here. You know, I was just tasting this. I mean, it's so sweet. I can just taste the sweetness of the pineapple. You know, it's a little low on acid. I mean, the flavor just comes through. And what you want to do with this, Casey, is you want to get the pineapples and get all these flavors of that pineapple right into the fried rice dough. Okay? So getting the pineapples right there, getting it nice and caramelized right in there. Okay, to this, I'm going to put some of this rice. Okay? You don't want to use fresh cooked rice. Fried rice is always good, and you can always use it like a day old rice. Okay, I toss this around. We're getting that nice sweetness of that pineapple just melting away right inside the rice there. And yeah, you know, I love bacon, so the flavor of the bacon really goes well with this, the pineapples and the onions and the bell peppers. And okay, so to finish it off, KT, what I'm going to do is add some of this soy sauce. Okay. And nice soy sauce to this. Okay, now we are ready to plate, KT. How's that? Okay, you ready? Okay, ready to plate. Okay. Okay, KT, let's plate this. The first thing I'm going to do is put this chicken breast right there, huh? How's that? Nice chicken here. Okay, and then I said we're making some island-style pineapple fried rice. So I'm going to put this right in the middle. I want to make sure I get a lot of that pineapple. That's where the flavor is. You know, the rice, anybody can make rice. Anybody can make fried rice, but there's something special about using these fresh Hawaiian pineapples, getting the sweetness of this pineapple right inside the rice. Goes well with the chicken. You can use pork chops if you like. Okay, I'm going to put this right there. And to garnish it off, to finish it off, fresh thyme right there. Okay, I'm going to poke it again. Okay, here we have it.
Wow.
Island-style pineapple fried rice.
Looks delicious.
Thanks, KT. This is all for you.
Thanks, Chef Roy.
I want you to eat this.
Okay.
Okay.